Ben from Bark is with us on the phone this morning. Morning to you, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, thanks, Robert. Thanks for having us on again.
Now, first up, a worrying concern that there's been a heck of a lot of animals surrendered in recent weeks to Bendigo Animal Relief Centre.
Yeah, look, in the last 7 days, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, as you say, has had almost 30 animals surrendered to us. And that's due to a varying reasons, changes in owner circumstances, behavioural issues of animals and things like that. So while it's great that we are an avenue for those animals now, that they're no longer dumped or left out in the bush and things like that that used to happen many years ago, they've got a place to come and be looked after and be assessed and rehomed. It is concerning how quickly the surrender numbers have grown, and that's just a sign of the times. We're all under the financial burden at the moment and things like that. So what Bark are sort of asking people to do at the moment is to reach out to us really early on if they're in any financial strain or having trouble looking after their animals and, they'd be considering surrendering and not leaving it to the last minute where they've got no other choice. So we're there for a whole lot of reasons, not to just rehome animals. We're there to assist to keep animals in homes. We're a reuniting facility. When animals get lost, they come into us and we do our best to get them home to their owners. And we're sort of looking at ways we can improve animal husbandry and animal care in people's homes. And if we can assist a little bit in some way by ensuring those animals are in homes and keeping them there, it's great if people reach out to us early before we're the last option.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I think a lot of people may not have known some of the aspects of Bark there, that some may have just thought it was a place to rehome pets, but there's obviously a lot more to it than that.
100%. We want to see pets in homes, and if we can assist people before they need to move their animals on in keeping their animals, because we all know, everything that is surrendered to us is a much-loved pet, and people are just in bad situations and can no longer assist that animal in their home. So if we can assist in any way to make sure that happens, or even if they do need to surrender the animal, there's certain ways we can go about it. We can do at-home quarantines. We can foster the animal to them while we search for a home, so it's not in shelter care and in kennel life. So there's certainly lots of ways to go around it. So we'd encourage everyone to speak up and speak out. There's no shame in it. We're always there to help. And we'd rather hear from you early than when it's last-minute dire straits and you've got no other choice.
Yeah, no, fair point. All righty, well, let's talk about Ricky, Irish wolfhound. Gorgeous-looking dog.
Absolutely stunning dog. And Ricky was a surrender to us, Mark, and he was one who's, unfortunately, his owner's passed away. So, there are genuine surrenders out there. No one else in the family could look after Ricky, so he ended up with us for rehoming. So, as you say, an absolutely stunning boy. He's quite a big Irish wolfhound. He's around 2 years old, so lots of puppy behaviour. Absolutely lovely dog, enjoys meeting everyone that comes into the shelter. Really attractive dog. Enjoys playing with other dogs. He needs a little bit of work around that. He hasn't met too many other dogs in his past life. So he's a bit unsure how to play, but he is full of everything but play. So he's a wonderful boy who probably needs a family with older kids, if there's any kids in the home due to his size, and preferably someone that wants to put that training into him and get him into a dog obedience class and do some socialising with him.
Yeah, but I know Irish wolfhounds have, generally speaking, a wonderful nature. They're just big buff heads. They're beautiful.
Yeah, big, gentle giants.
Yeah.
They're normally, when they've calmed and settled in a home environment, really settled and easygoing, laid back, big couch potatoes, and very loyal dogs as well.
Yeah. So if people want to get in touch with you, the best way to do it?
Yeah, so all the information's on your website and ours. And they can give us a call on 5441-2209 to meet Ricky or any of the other animals that we have in need, or to reach out if they themselves are in need at rehoming an animal.
Terrific stuff. Ben, as always, a pleasure, and we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues next week.
Lovely. Thanks, Robert.